This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom Petit. Indonesia's president says that Southeast Asian leaders have demanded an immediate end to the killings and the release of political detainees in Myanmar. The leaders held an emergency summit in Jakarta Saturday with the Myanmar's top general and coup leader. They told Senior General Minong Lang that a dialogue between contending parties in Myanmar should immediately start. It was not clear if and how the general responded to the blunt messages. According to several independent tallies, daily shootings by police and soldiers since the February 1st coup have killed more than 700 mostly peaceful protesters and bystanders. And President Joko Widodo says that the situation in Myanmar is unacceptable and democracy and stability must be restored. Indonesia's military has declared its missing submarine sunk and cracked open after finding items from the vessel over the past 2 days. The announcement apparently ends hope of finding any of the 53 crew members alive. The Navy said Saturday the presence of an oil slick and items from the vessel were clear proof that it sank. Indonesia had earlier considered the vessel as just missing. France and other countries in Europe are relaxing coronavirus restrictions while still pouring massive human, medical, financial, and technological resources into keeping thousands of COVID-19 patients alive. Inside one of Paris's biggest hospitals, state-of-the-art artificial lungs are giving the most critical patients a last-ditch shot at survival. Outside, healthy people are planning getaways and drinks with friends as the country embarks on the perilous process of gingerly easing out its latest lockdown. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Several thousand anti-lockdown demonstrators marched through central London on Saturday, despite restrictions on mass gatherings during the COVID-19 pandemic. The event was billed by organizers as Unite for Freedom. Protesters view COVID-19 restrictions as unnecessary and a breach of their human rights. They're opposing vaccinations, mask wearing, and so-called health passports. Media reports put numbers at about 10,000, though the Metropolitan Police did not confirm an exact figure. Protesters chanted freedom and take off your mask, and some carried placards saying no to vaccine passports and lockdowns kill. Most were unmasked. Indian authorities are scrambling to get medical oxygen to hospitals where COVID-19 patients are suffocating due to low supplies. Government has been coming under increasing criticism for what doctors say is its negligence in the face of a foreseeable public health disaster. India has the world's worst coronavirus surge. Total cases have pushed beyond 16 million behind only the United States. Hospitals in New Delhi and some of the worst-hit states reported being critically short of beds and oxygen on Saturday. Families continue to wait for days to cremate the loved ones at overburdened crematoriums, with many turning to makeshift facilities for last rites. At least 189,000 people in India have died of COVID-19 since the pandemic began. A North Carolina sheriff whose deputies fatally shot a black man in the United States while serving warrants says he will seek the release of body camera video as soon as he's confident that it will not compromise the investigation. That statement came Saturday from the sheriff, Tommy Wooten II. He said he'll ask a judge as early as Monday to release the deputy body camera footage of the shooting death of Andrew Brown Jr. Brown was fatally shot last Wednesday, apparently in the back. The sheriff released a recorded video statement just after civil rights leaders and others held a news conference to demand the release of the footage. At least six people were fatally shot by officers across the United States within 24 hours after jurors reached a verdict in the murder case against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. The deaths in some cases sparked new cries for justice. Some say the shootings reflect an urgent need for radical changes to American policing. Others say the shootings are a tragic reminder of the difficult and dangerous decisions that law enforcement face daily. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.